Over the last few weeks, we've been getting to know some of the people who live and work in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. We've met farmers, fishing guides, and marina owners. All of them rely on levees that form rims around the dozens of islands in the Delta, holding back the water that can be 20 feet higher than the farmland. Today, we explore the levees, and as Lisa Morehouse explains, a major failure of those levees could affect the quality of Delta water, water much of the state depends on.
Mike Scriven's driving a big truck on the levees of an island called Terminus. He's in charge of maintaining the levees here, and that means he's looking for squirrels.
Here's something that we're really watching for is all this squirrel activity that you see here, and there's some fresh diggings right there.
That's a danger sign to Scriven. Squirrels, he says, can burrow into or underneath a levee.
If they go all the way through, then we got water coming through the levee. They're hard workers.
Animals like squirrels and beavers are a main cause of levee failure. That's why Scriven, or one of his employees, checks these levees every day at least once. He's scanning the levees, looking for wet spots or greenery, which could mean water seeping in.
We have material that's sort of like a gunite that we mix with the dirt and it becomes very hard. We dig below where the water is seeping through and then we build it up.
Scriven sits on a governing board on Terminus. Almost every island has one. The work he does is paid for through some government funding and taxes each island's landowners impose on themselves. Scriven points out the acres of farmland a tractor is working on today. Scriven knows the dangers of the combination of high water and high winds from his time farming a piece of land in the Western Delta.
My partner and I were standing right next to the section that broke. It just rolled over. The whole 2,500-foot section of levee just rolled over, and the water poured in.
He says here on Terminus, there have been a few close calls, but never a breach. Raising the levees and inspecting and maintaining them with vigilance has a lot to do with that. But Scriven takes nothing for granted.
You got to be lucky.
During the gold rush, California's population exploded and people needed to be fed. The state sold what it defined as swampland to farmers who drained it and built levees to create prime farmland. A mostly Chinese labor force built the first levees by hand. Eventually, companies used dredgers to move sand and mud from the waterways and build up levees. Today, maintenance and repair work looks different. About 40 minutes away on Ringe Track, three barges sit side by side in the water. A crane rises from one of them. The other two are loaded with rock.
The first step is to get the quarry stone on the barge.
Project engineer Ryan Abood.
Then it's towed up by tug to this location. So that's about a 12-hour one-way trip for our tugs. We'll take two flat-deck barges at a time.
Each barge carries about 2,000 tons of this rock called riprap.
That crane barge scoops the rock off of the barges and then swings it over and places it on the levee.
To help prevent erosion. Abood is 37. He was born and raised in the Delta in the town of Isleton.
Growing up, we would just ride our bikes around the island all day long and drink the river. And if you're going to go fishing, you're fishing off a levee. If you're, you know, if you're messing around, you're mostly on the river side of the levee system, you know, hiding from
your parents.
Yeah. We were always out on the boat, water skiing and just enjoying the Delta.
In his 20s, he got in a pretty bad accident.
I took my 66 Mustang off a levee and rolled it between Rio Vista and Isleton. There's a few friends that lost their lives on the levee systems, just, you know, going into the river or head-ons. It's a part of life out here.
Levees weren't just part of the landscape, though. Abood grew up helping fill sandbags with adults during a flood and watching people do maintenance work on the levees for a living.
It was always around. I always thought it'd be cool for me to work in the Delta, work on the rivers, and so here I am.
And because of people like him, the levees are still here too, part of the relationship between the water and the people who make the Delta what it is. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Thank you.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. The online team includes David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and David Marks. Our interns are Kate Hunts and Matthew Levin. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malayone, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for coverage of California state parks are provided by the S.T. Bechtel Jr. Foundation. And funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2015 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, available at www.irvine.org. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.